Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Yeah, I've turned it down.
It started on the stream, and I heard both. I doubled it.
I forgot how hard the intro music goes.
Yeah, right. Me too. I haven't heard it in forever.
Yeah. Welcome, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. What we got this new software. It's cool, isn't it? It's got all the bells and whistles. I love it. Before we start, I just need to put this up. There we go. Welcome to Law Crimes.
Bed made.
The bed is made. Jesus, can people, if they are listening, just let us know if they hear us all right, like audio is fine, just because we're trying out new streaming software today. So it's, you know, RIP Riverside, you know, we threw it into a ditch and we got rid of the body. But Andy, what are we doing today? What's going on?
Well, it's been a long time, and we have seen your comments about where's the pub quiz. And it's been a while. We're coming back to the pub quiz with our launching our new era of Law Crimes with the new software of the bells and whistles. And because I know all of you are big fans of the Horus Heresy books and very knowledgeable about Space Marines, today we're going to talk about Black Shield Warbands, baby.
Just he can hear Colin nice and greasing up that forehead.
Leave me alone.
Listen. Okay, this is not. He's not alone. This is a forehead gang over here. Like, this is a murder of foreheads.
A cockle of foreheads. Okay.
Is that the word we're using?
Oh, God. I ruined it already.
Also, Black we Shield. Can do this.
Today we're doing... you want to explain briefly what Black Shields are? Obviously, without spoilers to
answering questions. Basically, during the Horus Heresy, when there was traitors and loyalists, there was also kind of a gray area in the middle, and it was all these guys who knew themselves as Black Shields. They were traitors, they were loyalists. Some were good, some were bad, some were a bit some were in it for themselves, some of them were, you know, defecting to different sides, and they're basically just a ragtag bunch of Astartes pirates for the most part. We have got a donation by hit the gritty Colin, there we go.
Hi, Jazz.
Hey.
Is that enough for Colin to hit the gritty?
Oh, yeah. How many donuts to make Colin hit the gritty for us?
No one wants to see that.
I think Document USA does.
You know, it's not what he wishes for.
Oh, my God. The gritty fund be growing. This is
hey,
not good.
Make me dance. I'm not that much of a monkey.
Pain. But today, yeah, so we're going into some... heavily requested stuff by Eli and Colin for the Horus Heresy lore in particular. Extensively requested. They literally showed up to me and Andy's door about this, clearly.
Go to England.
Yeah, why would you ever go to England? God, it's a terrible idea. We're quizzing again today, brothers, and I guess anything being said, I guess we go straight into it then, don't we, Andy?
Yeah. Well, using some of the fun new features, I'm going to be putting up the questions on the bottom as well, just so you can see them if you forget what they are. But let's start off with the beginner. Oh, in fact, before we start off with the beginner questions, let's go for it. So, Eli, how's your knowledge on the Black Shields?
I read that one book with the Alpha Legion in it a long time ago, and there's the Iron Hands and the Salamanders guys in it, and that's all I remember.
Fantastic.
Are they black shields?
How?
I don't know.
Well, there is like a weird distinction between Shattered Legions and Black Shields.
I am thinking of Shattered. Well, there you go. I'm not even thinking of Black Shields. Silver.
Oh, God. It's so
Hal, on that note, how are you feeling confidence-wise?
I've read a lot of Horus Heresy, so like they've come up in some books I've read, but honestly, like we're gonna have to dredging out, you know, in my Lovecraftian horror brain, like any minute detail will have to be dragged out of me like over this next period, because I just honestly I'm not confident at all.
Colin. Hi there.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Well, do you know anything about Black Shields?
I know what they are.
Oh, God.
Fantastic. Okay, then. Before we get started, we've got another donation, this time from Hawker Summerlin.
Thank you.
Saying, hit the gritty forehead.
True, the abuse.
Two pounds. Yeah, I had it right.
Nice.
What software are you guys using? Thank you, Angry Homunculus.
We're using StreamYard.
Was it StreamLabs?
No, StreamYard.
StreamYard, the other one.
StreamLabs is an OBS thing.
Yeah.
Even better.
Well, hopefully it'll work out, brothers. So we'll, you know, let us know if it sounds
bad going on. Not to preemptively give this recording software fellatio, but I'm really enjoying it so far. Okay. I've got more buttons. Okay. I've got more features. You know, it's all good fun. But with that said and done, are we ready, lads?
Not for the first question. I was in the recording, but it's pretty good. Right. I'm ready. People who are playing along with us live as well, let us know if you're all.
Oh, and also, if you are playing along live, please don't put the comments in the answers in the comments. We want to do them at the end of each section, I would say, so you don't spoil
them. Not spoil for us. You may, in fact, put wrong answers, though. That is 100% valid.
NAED? Bolden.
TJB is where you from, brother? Where's
it's
AED?
The UAE. UAE is the currency there.
Damn.
Okie dokie. Cool. Right, so first question.
Yes, I think.
What
God, hit the gritty.
Was the name of the Death Guard loyalist who fought during the Battle of Istvan III, survived, gave account of his betrayal to the Emperor, and became a powerful Black Shield Psyker during the Horus Heresy?
I don't know how to spell this guy's name, but you know what's funny? If anyone...
It's a deep cut for lore crimes.
Wait, no.
Yeah, I'm going to say, this is a guy who I...
Yeah, it doesn't mean I remember it, but...
All right.
It's not by a Fiskane.
You bastard.
Andy, do I get points for like roughly spelling the name right?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm not gonna have a go at you for spelling.
Yeah.
Love the new streams. Oh, thank you, buddy. It's good. I must say, this is kind of a niche subject. So some of the questions, it's like there aren't many like easy questions in this one.
I don't know how to
just because of how niche they are.
I kind of vaguely remember this just because it's been burned in my brain how I got this wrong. So this one's actually like somewhat doable. I think I spelt it right though. Pain. I think his name was Jim. Thank you, Neon and LF Graves, for truly sabotaging any confidence we have.
Jim.
Morty. Thank you, Quantum Cthulhu.
Morty.
I'm sorry for another Halloween chat.
To be fair, with the poll, he's got 52% of the votes for who's going to win today. So
you guys are tripping if you think I've read any Horus Heresy in the last 2 years.
I love you all for your confidence. I love you all. Thank you.
You don't even need to add that in the last 2 years for me.
Yeah,
I just gave the Death Guard. Never mind. Thanks a lot, Jack of Hearts.
Okay. Yeah. Are we ready for the second question?
Yes.
Yeah, here we go. So, typically for a bespoke sub-faction of the Space Marines, Black Shield Commander's very unique title. What was a warband leader's name, basically? So, instead of Chapter Master, or what's a weird one they have in Space Marines, like...
Brother Wolf or whatever, like Wolf.
Yeah, like Wolf Lord or whatever. What would be like the head honcho of a Black Shield be called?
God, that is pain.
Hello, my name is Andy.
I don't know. I don't know at all.
We'll do a Necrons quiz next time, guys. Don't worry. You saw Goku on a box of Cocoa Puffs. Wow. Must be a good cereal.
How do I spell a normal word wrong? It's crazy.
Will Colin hit the gritty for some forehead wax? I think Colin owes Chad a gritty. I'm not gonna lie.
Dance. It's a bit like Dance Monkey Dance, isn't it?
I've been eating eggs and taking my shirt off.
Plastic bag. This is all on you. None of this was.
We expressly needed Discord just like a plastic bag and sent us a picture of that cereal box. Cocoa Puffs. Mm. That shield has a Honda logo.
Oh man.
Does that mean the Lord's called a Civic or something?
Yeah. Okay, we all got our answers in for that one.
Unfortunately.
Seeing my face under Colin's chin is so. What does that mean? What does that even mean?
When the comments like pop up, they kind of go over your like face a little bit.
Oh.
When I put them on the highlight. Yeah. Ah, well. All right. Last question of the beginner section.
Beginner?
During music.
Yeah. During the Siege of Terror, one of the five elite kill teams was comprised of Black Shield Astartes. What was the call sign of their kill team, named after their leader's nickname? So, for example, Sigismund was one kill team. Loken was another. Then you had Garrow.
Fuck.
The Blood Angel guy. And then the Black Shields.
Is it one word or two words?
It's two.
I think I might know this then.
Oh, we got gifted five donations from Bloody Shirt Music. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Primaris Lieutenant, truly the most. This is the one of their nicknames, right?
It's the guy in charge of this kill team. It's basically what he was known as.
Not his actual name.
Not his actual name, no. Okay. Like Loken's call team was not... His kill team was not called Loken. It was called...
Depressio Wolf Boy or something.
Something like that.
Sigismund was called, like, Future Lose to Abaddon or something. Because the writers can't give him a damn, you know, Abaddon L that's, you know, deserved.
What?
There we go. As in, like, he just... Like, another... He always has to, like... He doesn't win, but he wins, if you know what I mean.
Didn't he get dragged...
As in, like, he always comes out.
Lose or he wins. Like,
he comes out the winner, but he never wins in like the cool way. It's always the other character who is like, oh, and the other character like almost, you know, completely showed him up, but then.
Oh, I mean, yeah, like this particular Black Shield, basically, he gets like crunked by Abaddon, but he's like so massive. He used to be a Thunder Warrior. He just collapses on top of Abaddon and pins him to the floor, and Abaddon's there like. And then Garrow nearly kills him, and then he teleports away, and you're like, oh, that's
truly the WWE.
Sounds weird.
Of the Siege of Terror.
It's the catch-22 they have. It's either don't make this Horus Heresy nobody look cool, or make Abaddon win effortlessly because he has plot armor.
Okay, so with that said, this is the end of the beginner section. I will go through, because of the way that the stream is, I'll go Eli, then Colin, then Hal. So starting with Eli, the beginning of question number one, which was essentially, what was the name of the loyalist Death Guard who was like a psyker and a cyborg and all that fun stuff? Eli said, she booing on my garb till I squig.
She boing on my garb.
Oh, boing on your garb. Ah, I can't read. Did I say boring on your gob? Oh dear.
Booing on my gob till I. God.
Yeah.
Moving swiftly on. So Colin put Crisis Mortag.
Come on, please be close enough.
And Hal put Chrysos Mortog. It's actually Chrysos Morturg, but that's a point for Colin.
Yeah.
And a point for Hal.
Do you remember
my
that
one
from...
point? Yeah.
Do you remember that from last time?
Yeah, I remember that because even before Andy said it, I was like, it's the guy.
Yeah,
it's one like
he looks like Jason Statham.
Andy brought him to like my attention properly though, because he actually showed me like where he's in like one of the cover artworks, and I was like, ah, so this guy's like low key about
in, you know, that one where it's like Death Guard versus Sons of Horus, and there's like a guy that's kind of like in the corner with like white and green armor. That's him. And then he like loses all his limbs and he becomes a cyborg and he was a psyker and
wonderful.
So the Death Guard,
Darth Vader,
like that's cringe, kinda. But Jason Statham, so he's just like, oh, what, you mug, come to the fucking dark side.
Can we talk about how kind of ugly the Horus Heresy novel covers are?
Well, when you look at the original ones, like Galaxy and Flames, they didn't really know what they were up to, so they have like weird leather like cowls and stuff. But that was just because they didn't really know what it was going to look like. So it took a while for them to find out, oh, this is what it's going to be. Which is why I think they had Eldar riding dinosaurs on one of the covers. So like,
yeah.
So the second question was, what was basically the name of the guy in charge of each Black Shield warband? Eli put Shield Captain. I don't know. Colin put Palgoramus? Huh?
What? Why does that sound like
the noise? Just made up a word.
Sounds like the noise your stomach makes when you need a desperate shit.
It ended in the word us, so I'm hoping it was. I faked that into my way.
Mr. Mealove, what do you mean? What do you mean you put Jason Statement?
And Hal put Riften Lord, easily replicable.
Oh, it must be replaceable. It's because in Skyrim, the Riften Lord is basically, it's either one of the, who's that local old lady who's like
Maven,
the corrupt
official?
Maven Blackbriar.
And then if you side with the Imperials, or it's the like one who basically no one remembers, who's like the Stormcloak one, who apparently like doesn't know like her right hand people are basically like they don't really care what she says.
I gotta say, none of you got that correct. I'm afraid the correct term is Reaver Lord.
Wow,
I hate how you said that. You said like Mil got that correct, and it just said Hal's the strongest lore master or something. So I was like,
really letting it down. Oh, Colin was never wrong.
And that was from Colin. And the last one was, during the Siege of Terror, there were 5 elite kill teams. What was the name of the Black Shield one named after the guy leading them? The guy leading them was a guy called Endred Haar, and he was known as the Black Dog. So, Eli put John Grammaticus, everyone's favorite fellow.
It's 2 words.
Colin put Blood Angels. Very nice. And Halbert Riven Hound. So you were close, but that was, he was called the Black Dog.
It's one of his nicknames, but it's not the right one. Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately so. So at the end of that,
that book,
Eli, I'm afraid you have nil point.
Yes, sir.
But Alan Collin,
one.
You yes. both have a point.
I don't know if we can do this, Colin.
Congratulations.
On the other side of me, where it's like that.
We have two donations. You're
I'm trying to figure this out.
Was there a Black Shield named Shag Rax Me Boosin? Thank you, you're joking with the $2.
Shag Rax Me Boosin.
Is that a Shadrach Medusan reference or
what's going on? That's what I
thought. Oh, God.
Lousy 75, $5. Thank you. Does Colin know the pancreas makes more than insulin? And aside from that, his work's fine?
Actually, I have 2 things to say to that. One is that, yes, I do. It's actually largely a digestive organ. It makes something with that. But
pancreatic enzymes.
2 is, how about you fuck off and leave my diabetes alone, huh?
I mean, it is like your brand.
The donation.
It's weirdly a brand for you, though, isn't it?
Leave me alone. Listen, it's my endocrine disease. I get to have fun with it.
I mean, I missed the trick. I have asthma, so I could just call lung no work. Lungs no work.
Yeah, used to have asthma. It just kind of went away.
God, people go really crazy.
I used to have asthma, and then I took an arrow to the knee. Very well done.
I want
to
play Skyrim. I might play Skyrim tonight.
If Colin has like a brand of like other people and other networks in the future, and they have other things that don't work, that's gonna be really crazy.
Dude, that'll be the network.
We got a donation from OWN, which is also known as Light, one of my pals from my Discord. He says, well, remember, Sir Endred Haar's actual name is Riven Hound, but in the SOT, his kill team was named Black Dog because he was a Black Shield and a Warhound. Yes, 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 yes. That's
damn.
But that was the name of the kill team. See? See?
Thank you, Owen.
I haven't read the Siege Eternal novel in a while.
They actually have quite cool names, each of the kill teams.
Is that First Wall, that one? The novel.
My
chair is not working on my phone.
Oh,
you can actually eat. Right, I see the chat in our own on the actual studio here on the top right. Yeah.
Yes, it said should be in the comments.
Oh, you can. Holy shit.
Unknown.
And, this is what I've been doing, says, Eli. When I click on them, they appear like this.
That's crazy.
Asthma is truly a breathtaking illness.
It's wild. It's wild.
I even got my little
Saturnine
inhaler in the chat. In a case, which I never use because I take lung steroids now, and it's way better.
Hmm.
Anyway. Are we ready for the intermediate section?
Sure thing, boss.
I don't think we're going to do well there.
Well, starting off with question number 4. What was the name of the Black Shield Warband led by the infamous Warhound of the 12th Legion, Endred Haar? So someone did ask before, was he a World Eater? Yes, he was. He was a World Eater who originally was supposedly a Thunder Warrior because he had a Thunder Warrior tattoo on his chest, and he was massive. But there is a thing in the artwork for this. We've got what's the name of the artist who made that one of the guy cleaving the World Eater?
LJ Cole, or
I think so.
That one, he's made quite a few. I'm flopping it. Huh? He's the artist who made a lot of, he's made like iconic artworks.
LL Cool J,
no, not LL Cool J, LJ Cole or something like that.
Well, either way, if that is supposed to be a depiction of Endred Haar, Light, you're in the chat, correct me if I'm wrong. If that's supposed to be him, it's actually incorrect because he never had the butcher's nails. And in the art, he's got the nails in his head. He was just so big and massive and used to be a Thunder Warrior. Yeah. Like, he doesn't need nails. He's too strong.
I feel like this is, because I know the author who, as well, this is it not Ash, is it Joshua Reynolds or Anthony Reynolds? Because this is the guy who wrote the Fabius Bile trilogy as well.
Josh.
It's one of the Reynolds guys, because he no longer works with Games Workshop, because I think he said he got stuffed over by not, he basically didn't get any opportunity in the Horus Heresy, and he's a very good writer, so poor guy, but he's got some. His Fabius Bile trilogy is pretty damn good. Mm. And I think know this one because it's mentioned in some of the things I've read. Because I've had
to be fair, Endred has like a weird space where he has like 3 books, but they're like small, they're short ones. But he actually has like a trilogy of short books. I'm like, oh, that's quite cool that they spent the time to just go, hey, he's a weird little mini character and he's really fleshed out and interesting. Yeah, we got another donation from Light saying tattoo at his arm, and yes, he never got the nails. Yes, he was too big.
It was too big for the nails with Angron. Jeez, Angron's right there, brother.
Yeah.
By the way, and unification mod. I had a little play of that the other day because I was missing it. Angron dies immediately in the World Eaters. I was like, because I never made him before. I was like, I just want to give him a go. I did it on survival mode. He does not live. He does not live.
Does he die instantly? Or by instantly, you mean you're not cheating with Mortarion?
It's not how the cheat.
Just never dying.
Well, because Angron, it just feels like a weaker Mortarion, because Mortarion has great regen.
Mm-hmm.
So Angron is just, he hits hard, but he can only hit melee in unification mode. It's quite difficult because Tau exist, and then they have guns. That like basically rip you new arseholes. So he does not there.
But they're not
rail guns, please.
They're not as infamous as that one pylon that Eli was chipping away at for like an hour.
Yeah.
One time. But next question, question number 5. Most war bands of the Black Shields cannibalized war gear and modified it to survive. The Mechanicus of Mars gave it a unique name to such armaments and armor. What did they call it? Or them. So, you know, like, for example, you got like Mark, I think it's 4 iron armor. You've got Mark 10 Phobos armor. You've got Mark 6 heresy armor. And Corvus is 7, I think. So, like, they had their own weird designation for their armor.
I am not doing a serious answer.
I think I don't know Black Shield lore.
Yeah,
that's it. Okay, it's a safe place.
Next time is Necrons, for real, for real.
I kind of know that.
Tesla armor. The Tesla. What's the Tesla car that like they had on stage
the
and
truck.
Then
he
used the Cybertruck. That's what it should be called.
What is this picture?
Cybertruck 2077.
What picture? I'll send it to you, Colin.
Is it a DJ Beast original?
No, it's I looked up something related to Goku, and this is what I got. What?
Oh!
I misspelled a word. Do you want to just describe it for our...
No!
You don't want to describe it.
Fair okay. enough.
It's Goku inflation, basically.
Oh, no.
Yuck.
Oh, we got our first ever donation from Ben Thank Boyer.
You. Thank you, brother.
They
Thank
called
you.
It bad. Downright goofy. Pick a side.
Dude, I'm goofy. Yuck.
I'm not sending the image to the chat. It's horrendous. It truly is horrendous.
No.
That's demonetization land right there.
We're already skirting that.
I'll say what's a goofy right. in the chat.
Okay, well, moving on swiftly. Question number six. There are many infamous Black Shield war bands that ravaged the galaxy during the Horus Heresy, yet one remains to this day and bears close ties to the Carcharodon's chapter. What is their name?
Oh, he threw us a bone. Oh,
so these guys...
Dude, I totally know this one, bro. This is so easy.
These guys basically, like, supply weapons and armor to the Carcharodons, and they don't like each other, but the Carcharodons are kind of like, I have to, like... We're in the middle of nowhere. We kind of like have to work with these guys, and they're a bunch of dicks.
That's I didn't realize these were Black Shields.
Hmm. They defected from the Raven Guard, is the idea.
Damn. Because they must have, you know, because Korax is a very nice master who doesn't at all have any racist tendencies towards the Raven
Guard thing, like, tickled a neuron in my brain, but it's not firing.
Well, the guy who was in charge, allegedly.
People in the chat are putting spoilers. Don't look.
Don't look at the chat. Leave it be.
Wrong answers only.
The guy who was like supposedly in charge was also a Terran born. So Korax was just like, ugh, cringe. And he was a bit racist. And he didn't do anything wrong. Well, he kind of did. But everything he did that was wrong, he kind of did because he was snubbed all the time. So it's a bit sad.
My favorite part in the Korax stuff is that his own Primarch novel, where the guy basically said, oh, we didn't really want the Raven Guard. We actually wanted Night Lords because we're fighting an enemy that like is in weird like space orbit stations bits. And they would capitulate with Night Lords. And Korax went, it's okay, fam. I've got you. They attacked the space orbit stations. And then their own governor immediately gasses their like civilians and turns them into like zombie hordes. And then Korax goes, oh no, this is cringe. I didn't want that to happen. Lose loads of Raven Guard. They pull back and Korax goes, I'm just going to go chase the governor. And then the Imperial Navy guy is like, but what about the entire enemy like system? If we don't do this now, we'll have way more casualties. Korax went, no, I'm chasing that governor. Showing you like he literally cares more about quote unquote justice rather than actually like winning a war zone. Oh god, it was so stupid.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy that Primark book. If we do a Primark novel tier list, that one is immediately going to the bottom for me.
They're certainly like hit and miss more often than not, aren't they? Like, sometimes they're great.
That guy's written banger. Like he's written some of the best novels in 40K. I don't understand fair. I don't know what they do.
I mean, not everyone's always on their A game, you know. Not everything is a banger.
Mm-hmm. Not everyone gets given Raven Guard to make a book about it. Oh, God.
Good point. Yeah, so let's go through the answers. So question number four was, what was the name of the warband, the Black Shield warband led by Endred Haar? So starting off with Eli, Oh my god, what have you done?
It's Fat Jay Cutler, one of my favorite images on the internet. I'll drop it in the chat.
Yeah, you sent me that
real quick.
Cool.
Let's not save that in the Dark Elves folder.
It was in the Blood Bowl folder.
How do I do this?
Have you ever seen a fat elf like in 40K? Imagine how fun.
I've seen images.
Dude, that's a whole...
not official ones, I'm sure.
That's no, there's a I'm not, no, I don't want to talk about how I know this. Never mind.
Moving on. Colin.
OWN, thank you for the 20 try.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I just popped that up. Thank you, Lucas, in the chat. They have a pass.
On today for tomorrow, you die. You may die. Colin put Endred Haar, and that was the guy in charge, but I wanted the name of his warband. So
I thought you said they named him after the guy.
No, that was...
Are they not called the Haar or something?
The Endred Haar. I said, what was the name of the warband led by Endred Haar? And you said, Endred Haar. And I went... Oh well.
Why can't there be the ha ha? Come on, that's funny.
The ha ha gang. The ha 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 ha. Hal put Fangs of the Emperor. You got a point, Hal?
Yes. They were cool. Wow, Fangs, look at this guy. The
Emperor. Yeah.
Thank God.
Cringe.
Novels.
Cringe. Hal's winning. Cringe. Next question was, most war bands cannibalize their war gear. What did they call their specific type of war gear? Or what did the Mechanicus call their like war gear? Again, Eli sent me a picture of what's his name from Dragon Zell? Ball saying, Zell saying, enjoy BBWs.
Zell enjoys BBWs. It's a goaded video.
I guess. I don't know.
Should do the next tier list. Which Primarch most needs a BBW?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how to react to that.
Is a stone. It's stone.
Colin put Mjolnir.
Nice.
Because he's a Halo fan and that makes sense.
That's about all I was cooking.
Yeah. I'll put Ancient Brotherhood Shroud for the 25% boost to archery. What's
if
that
you go
to
the because the Ancient Brotherhood gear, the default one is like a certain boost to archery on like the headpiece. So if you go to like a certain shrine that's like guarded by like hag ravens and stuff, then you do like a jumping puzzle bit. You can go up and I know it's in one of the chests, I think, in the end of that sort of area, and you can basically get a bonus. Like it's like the best one for like bonus to archery in the game. But it also, I think, you know, you spawn it if you complete a quest really well earlier and you get given like special beads that you have to give to a lady in Whiterun, and then she gives you like a vision of this better gear. Clearly the Warhammer lore.
I mean, none of that was correct.
Or relevant.
The answer for what they called their war gear was Pariah war gear.
Necron's reference? Wow.
I guess. Cool. But they were just like, oh, they're all a bunch of pariahs, I guess. And the last question of the intermediary section was, there are lots of infamous war bands. What was the one that helps out in current era? The Carcharodons. So Eli put Bruce from Finding Nemo.
That's a
name's Bruce.
Shark.
It's all right.
Well, I trust the shark.
Finding Nemo.
Go to movie. Yeah.
We have it's a bit of a shame that Ellen DeGeneres is in it, but oh well.
Not about that, right?
Donkey Man says, tonight in Law Crimes, Colin refuses the gritty. Hal continues to be out of pocket, and Eli browses demon. Crimson Glory, thank you, brother.
Thank you very much, you guys. Brother.
Hope your day is fantastic, as you are. Thank you very much.
Your day is fantastic, too.
Well, appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
And I'll just put that there as well. So where was I?
Colin.
So Colin put the Royal Black Watch.
I feel like that's the guessiest of guests, I guess. So.
Yeah.
It's an organization from BattleTech.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Okay.
I feel like you guys, and, this one more like I thought you guys would know this.
Bro, I have not read, I don't think I've read any of these books.
This isn't like a novel thing. This is like a tabletop, as in people know it just from like tabletop.
What? I don't play. You know, I don't play Space Marines.
I've never looked actually. Well, I have looked. That's a lie. I've played Space Marines before, but I haven't looked at their faction rules for a video yet. I don't frequently play against them. except for that guy in the tournament who very politely hit me with a full company of Marines.
What is this picture? So the only one who got this correct was Hal, who put the Ashen Claws, which is correct.
Ashen Claws? Well done, Hal. Guys?
Yeah.
They're the ones who have like the, they have like the 30k looking war gear like in their stuff, isn't it?
I gotta be honest, man. All of the Space Marine war gear from all of the time periods is identical looking to me.
I mostly know just because like when people talk about, you know, the character Sevatar returning or like whatever, like, supposedly he might of like be related to them. Like that's always like a, oh, Gekharidons and Ashen Claws like may have come from like his weird, like they're like a weird like messiah figure they call to, I think the Ashen Claws, and they're like, oh, that could have, sounds like a,
oh yeah, okay, I actually do remember these guys from short, yeah, like 2 years ago.
They got the funky helmets. I don't remember the name of it, but yeah. I like that helmet.
There's also someone who's done a cool video on like an Ashen Claws conversion on YouTube. I want to watch that. Way too much green stuff. Never doing it myself, but still cool to see people be way better than me at modeling. Gets me going.
Well, lads, we do have a bonus coming up after this, but we've come to the difficult section, the expert section, if you will.
It was easy at first.
We were just playing up until now. So here's number six. So there are many infamous Black Shield War. Oh, wait. Not that one.
Hang on.
Ignore that. I've got to delete it.
Ashen Claws. I win.
One nameless Black Shield of the First Legion of the Dark Angels went on to become a founding member of the Grey Knights. He was nameless, but what was the name he inherited when he became a Grey Knight? So he was like, he was a Dark Angel. He didn't have a name. He had a Black Shield warband. Garrow was like, Black Shields are cringe. Come join me. He became a Knight's Errant. And then he became one of the first Grey Knights. And he got a name. What was his name? Malkador gave him a name.
If I remember correctly, this is the guy who got captured by Abaddon and he had blank sewn onto him.
Yeah.
He's been torture. He's a psyker as well.
And I don't want his original name as a Black Shield. I want his name as a Grey Knight.
All right, let me just delete this message.
If I remember correctly, that this guy appears in like the 40k setting. Mm-hmm. And like they awaken in
Pandarax. Pandarax.
They like awaken.
I've read that book, if I don't remember his freaking name. That was like,
I might as well give it away, like if any of that helps trigger anything. But they the Grey Knights awaken him and he's like, oh, I'm summoned again to fight darkness. He ends up fighting Abaddon, he loses, he gets mutilated. He's a psyker, then so Abaddon sews on blanks to him, and then he basically puts him in.
He cuts out his tongue, stitches his eyes shut, and sews a blank to him. And he removes his black carapace. So you're like, bruh.
He 1v1s like Lord of Change, which is cool.
I think he also now sits like in the Vengeful Spirit, doesn't he? Like as a little tortured soul above Abaddon's like war chair. Truly, like one of the worst ways to go. This guy
also. Boyer donated $199 saying, okay, if you had to make a 40k YouTuber,
Elder.
The
answer is Eldar, but the real answer would be Tau,
Sister Rebel,
because that's the kind of the people who would want a VTuber. Mm-hmm. That is what they give the people what they want. They want,
if there's any race with streamers, it would also be the Tau.
They want jugs and hooves.
Water.
Give the people what they want.
How blue bath water? I don't know what I'm on about.
Well, you've sent all those through, so let's get on with the second most difficult question. One of these war bands is not a real war band. Please select the correct the incorrect answer, I should say. So we've got the Gerasene Host, the Death Eagles, Vanquished Sons, and the Dark Brotherhood. One of them is fake. I want you to pick out. I've spelled it wrong. One of them is incorrect.
One in
please
four
send
chance.
Me the one which is fake. Three of them are correct.
The temptation to go for the Skyrim reference is truly there. But I don't. It just sounds like
we know.
Cicero. I'm Cicero.
CW, their naming of things is never beyond a certain amount of creativity with naming. So I'll say
the Black Shields in particular have that kind of like edgy 13-year-old vibe to them. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm just gonna call them this. That sounds cool.
That's kind of the atmosphere.
I was born in darkness, surrounded by darkness, and now the people who hurt me
will feel the
anger. God damn it, Andy.
Molded by it.
Flicks black hair out of eyes. Just
you merely adopted it.
I was born in it.
Molded by it.
Tree letting down the lore master titles right now.
Bro, it's like such a niche topic.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I couldn't really pick really any softball questions. I honestly couldn't find any. Light sentence number one saying, Mr. Maybe, when will the hard question come? Yeah. We get you love Black Shields. Very clever.
Oblivion's yes. Dark Brotherhood is triple S tier.
Definitely Oblivion. Thank you, Crimson.
Okay. So with that done, we're ready for the last difficult question, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This one's a really like to the point, but actually really tricky one. So Light, you complained. Get this one.
Oh, God.
Following Mortarion's use of psychic powers during the Battle of Molech, a member of his elite bodyguard, the Death Shroud, defected from his legion. Right? You know, the guys are big scythes. He went on to form his own short-lived Black Shield warband. What was his name? So Mortarion's like bodyguards with the big scythes and the Terminator armor. He was all like, I'm a traitor. Through Istvan, three and five. And then Molech, he started to see that like Morty was starting to use psychic powers. And he went, cringe. Our Legion thinks that's cringe. I think that's cringe. You're cringe. Fun fact, he also gets killed by Jason Statham Space Marine, Chrysos Morturg, because he's a psyker. And so he has this whole bit in a book where he's like, no, that's a bit of a way to narrow it down. So he was basically like, you're cringe. You're a psycho. You're not a real death guard. You're a cringed guard. And then he's all like, I think he dies. And he says something like, you're not real. You're just a ghost of the Legion. And then when he dies, Chrysos is like holding him. He's like, we're all ghosts of the Legion or something like that. Like, he wanted to be friends, but he was a witch. So you got to kill witches.
That's tough.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Why did the question appear as a live report? Because I'm trying to use the features as best as I can.
Does this one like they kind of as well? I'm pretty sure Mortarion like just at one point kills all of them because they saw him doing sorcery.
Well, I think this was just before that, or it's during Molech.
Like quite a few times, because when you become a Death Shroud, you like lose all your identity. Of like,
a good quote from Light. Death Rise, my brotherhood sacrificed in a ritual.
I'm pretty sure that there's a bit where Mortarion does sorcery, and he turns around, like he sees his Death Shroud, and he goes like, "Oops, oh no!" And then he kills them all, and then he cries about it later. But it's weird because in one book, he like at the end of it, he's like, "This is a necessary thing," and the next book, he's like, "I actually secretly cried underneath my armor, just you know, because I was like, what am I doing?"
I must say, Colin, I've tried playing Morrowind. I can't get into it. It's
I've
too
tried
old.
To.
It's so old. I've tried it. I'm like,
just making builds so you don't have to deal with the shitty combat. How about I just don't deal with the shitty combat by not opening the game?
Yeah. If you min-max the game and you know exactly what you're doing, it's fun. It's like, nah, like that's just bad game design.
What does that mean? What is Galgun?
Do you know what it is? It's like someone who says, oh man, you should have been there, like play Modern Warfare like 2 back in the day. You kind of go, it was all right. I honestly don't think
that game was perfect.
Honestly, Modern Warfare 2 is good, but like Morrowind is just like the nostalgia. There's no map markers. The combat sucks. It's got really bad graphics and it's dated. And you're like, I like to play a game that was better designed. That's all. I love Oblivion. I actually prefer Oblivion to Skyrim.
Find the no map markers and you got to find stuff yourself. That's cool. I don't like the playing it.
Yeah, that's the problem. Okay, so let's tally the points.
Bop,
so
indeed, brothers, thank you.
starting with Eli. Eli just sent me an image of Ryan Gosling from what? Was that a 4chan forum?
It's the Blade Runner Riz green text.
Riz. What's it like to be Phantom taxed? Riz. Have you ever rizzed a Gyat? Have you ever watched Ice and a Gyat? Do you consider yourself a Sigma Riz? Skibbity toilet or cameraman Riz? Have you ever gooned to a femboy Riz? What's it like to live in Ohio Riz? I don't understand. Moving on to Colin.
The fact that Indian athletes say those words, it can truly stop an entire generation from enjoying that. God.
Classic. All right. Call me a boomer in social
media. I said we, me and you.
Okay. Colin just put Mark.
Mark. His name was Mark.
His name was Mark.
Is there anyone called Mark or Dave? There's no Davids. There's no Davids, is there?
And Hal put Ezekiel, which is a dark angel.
But it's similar to name. That.
His it's name similar. Was Epimetheus.
Ah, of course.
Nilpois. Okay.
Oh no, people got pins about Morrowind. Are coming.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Oh dear.
The green text.
The Donkey Man USA said the green text has given me a stroke. Perfect. That's what we were planning to do, or Eli was planning to do. If playing Morrowind takes a single spark of courage, then I am the dark, cold back of outer space.
Thank you, Mr. Miller.
I want to try it.
Frank the Blood Raven. Markiplier.
I bought Morrowind specially when they did backward compatibility on Xbox One. I got like a disc on eBay and I played it. And I played it for an hour and went, this sucks. And I put it back.
Jeez.
And I sold it. I really didn't like it.
Have you guys ever played a game that you know is like, other than obviously Morrowind, but like, you know is like goaded, but like you just didn't feel it?
Yeah, the original Deus Ex. I've tried Deus Ex.
Me too.
The original, I played Deus Ex Invisible War and liked it when it first released. And I tried playing the original on PC and I'm like, I don't know. I like Thief. I just don't like Deus Ex. Call me a hypocrite if you want.
I'm going to draw Sid Meier's Civilization. I just don't. I can't.
I hate Civ 6. It's the only one I've played. The other ones are good.
Abominable.
Civ 6 sucks.
It's the only one I got on Switch and it takes 17 gigabytes. And I'm like, I tried it. I haven't gotten into it yet. So yeah, number 8 was which of these is not a real war band? So let's start again with Eli.
Come on,
Eli,
put, 4, give me 2 points.
Death Eagles is an actual chapter, so maybe then. Well, Death Eagles is a chapter, and it's also a fledgling Emperor's Children loyalist faction who are a Black Shield.
And they didn't
change their color scheme because they like, we still want to be Emperor's Children, we just don't want to be cringe. And for an Emperor's Children like fan, I'm just saying, you should know better. It is obscure, to be fair. Colin put the Death Eagles again. They are a real chapter and a war band, so I'm afraid.
They were also a Black Shield war band.
And Hal put the Gerasene Host. Incorrect. The incorrect one was Vanquished Sons. I made that up.
That's the incorrect one.
Threw me off with the edgy name, but... I was like, Vanquished Sun sounds edgy. So I was like, oh, man.
That's why I don't know.
I don't know.
From Nick's Third Nipple. Nice username. He says, say his name and he appears, I believe, in Caiaphas Kane.
Caiaphas Kane, Death God.
Hero of the Death God.
I think I might do him pretty soon on my channel. I'm already on book 5. What's wrong with me?
And to round it off, the last one was, what was the name of the Death Shroud Terminator who defected from the Death Guard? Because he was like, Death Guard are cringe. If only I'd have known sooner. Eli put, I have read 2 Death Guard HH books, bro, and one of them is in Warhawk.
Two horse hairs.
I can't help you with that, I'm afraid. Colin put the gaming storyteller.
Dutch, I need your help.
Summon him.
Colin, we just need one more.
He's not sound like
you need one more burglary. No, but Dutch from Red Dead Redemption does.
Oh, that's just saying.
Very true.
I'm not going to eat the monolith, H. Mila Huff.
And, oh, God. How and then Halpert. Hal, I'm disappointed. Hal just put Henry Kissinger. No. his name was Korak. K-H-O-R-A-K.
It's very, the most very
obscure
close.
One. Yeah, Henry Korakinger. We've only got one left, and it's a bonus. And I'm going to say you get a point for every correct answer. So I know, Eli, you're wallowing a bit. And you're a bit like, oh, I've got any points.
Wallowing.
Just a little.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying, he's there, like, looking at his shoes, but we can fix this, all right? Name me every Black Shield Warband or Astartes you can think of. And I've mentioned several during this.
No!
I think I was totally listening.
Oh, if only I was listening.
I almost just want to end the quiz with 0 points.
Shit.
I've been peppering them in, kind of like last time when I was peppering them in.
Well,
you're paying attention.
Oh, God. What have we said so far?
The temptation to just rewind the stream is very strong. I'll hold out.
Well, you already tested before that, like, if you played another video, you could hear without us hearing it. So, you're like, it's like I like the idea before we started that you were, like, watching videos simultaneously.
What's the one he just said as well? Like, what's the one he just said?
Don't worry about it.
The death god. Who is the one he just said?
This is also a way for me to, like, tell if the guys actually listen to anything I ever say. It's like,
I always type in, like, answers, but then I change my mind. I'm
like
taking
senile old Andy. He's practically a pensioner these days. He's so old. Just let him ramble on. He'll tire himself out eventually.
I definitely spelled it wrong. Talking like, I never remember what Andy said. People putting the wrong answers is now not helping.
We got a donation.
Thank you.
From Fieriju, CHF20. Donation, I don't know, chuff, saying, hey guys, I just want to say I love you, and specifically to Thank Colin, I'm sorry. I'm a true Karl Franz believer, such as yourself, but after really digging into Lewin Leonker, I think he's the Celestin
Price. Nice, good man, good man. Bless you.
We also got a donation from Crimson Glory, saying Colin's integrity is non-existent.
Damn.
Also going to take this opportunity to just put this here again.
I'm trying to think of the Raven God who we know is, like, sent the guy who's was body with Sons of Horus. And
the
he was
one
sent
I
away.
Mentioned, Hal.
And he
the
becomes,
one I told
he becomes the leader of the Ashen Claws, probably.
It's all intentional. I put them out there throughout the whole thing. I didn't mention all of them, but I mentioned, like, most of them.
Oh,
even if it was an aside, God. Just to, like, prepare you. But you weren't listening.
Trying to look at any all the wrong answers in the chat. They are truly ruining it for us. God. I would.
TJB's coming in with the gut punch.
Mr. Least.
Oh.
Okay. I don't.
You all send in your answers?
Unfortunately.
Okay.
So it's in.
I spelt them wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, God. So starting off with Eli being a trooper, Eli just put, I'm getting a zero and I'm proud. Fuck yeah,
I'm
man.
Proud.
Fair
That's
enough.
Right, baby.
Man of principles right here. You wish you were anywhere near as masculine and ballsy as Eli. On his most, like, when he's got a cold and he's not going into the gym because he feels a bit, you wish you were a tenth as baller as Eli.
Bless you, Eli.
Right.
Bless
you. No bias from the judge then, jeez.
I don't know, I just respect, you know, game respects game, you know. So I'm afraid we're rounding out Eli with 0 points. Colin put in Garrow, who's not a Black Shield, Endred Haar, who is, Mortarg, who is. I forgot the rest. I'm sorry, Andy. Don't be sorry. So Colin rounds off with 3 points.
And you
neck
try
and neck with
your
Hal.
Best, but you don't succeed. Oh, pain. People sing along. People sing along in the chat. Please. Eli throws in the first live quiz.
Throws black shields. What do you want me to do? I'm not gonna take the freebies.
Eli. Before we started, you had the poll majority. People like,
yeah, that's crazy. I don't know where you guys thought about that. Oh my gosh.
And all right, okay, so in the end, it doesn't even matter. Good old Linkin Park reference. Good on you, plastic bag. So Hal and Colin are neck and neck. However,
Mr. Potato,
Hal has put Endred Har, Chrysos Mortarg, Christos. I'm not accepting that.
It was the name of the one of the guy who you, I couldn't remember how to spell it.
Yeah, but it's spelled like Christos, not the same. Christos. Alpharius and Shaggy. So Chrysos.
Chrysos and I'll Christos. Give you how far off is that?
All right, I'll put you out of your misery. Hal won with 5 points. Second place, Colin had three. And Eli had zero. Now that we're back with the quiz, I will,
back on form as well.
I will say the motion that if Hal continues to win, we should kick him out of Law Crimes, especially when I'm not when I'm not hosting the quiz. Because if I lose to him, I will send him a letter in the mail, and it will just be
electronic.
Expletives and swear words, but other than that, that's been our
where's
triumphant
my medals,
return.
Where's my medals? I need like my. On this
you'll get it on the podium.
I need
podium.
My little ding, 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 ding. I need
Mister, I've got a gold stud on my podium. Look at me.
I knew when Andy said in the Discord, like, we're gonna do a Black Shields quiz. I said this is gonna be a Hal win, but like, sure, if you want to do it, that's fine.
I would say it's like a strong way. Like most of my points have come from repeat answers, and like one thing I like, some of us probably would know, as in like the Ashen Claws. But I don't feel like I represented that hard. We all missed most of that. In fact, you know, Colin winning with his little corn victory over there.
Hey, I won another one. I don't remember what it is, but I know I won two.
Does it make you know that I won the Empire quiz as well?
Of course you won that one. I was giving it.
Yeah. No, we should do one of a fancy one, but I'll host it so that you guys have
that would
to.
Be nice.
Yeah, for once, Colin could get the actual.
Oh, is that going to be the thing? You're going to host the quiz for the rest of time until we catch up. Is that what you're offering?
I'll do a fancy one just so then we actually get an opportunity to have Colin be the answerer. Because he's always the host on the fancy ones we did. So
I'm the Unabomber. Thank you. Andy's the Zodiac Killer.
Use your Marathi quiz, so how will yeah. Well, thanks for listening to Colin tell us all the lore about Warhammer Fantasy. Check out some of our more recent Dark Elf episodes.
It was a good episode.
We actually know about Marathi lore now, so
that's another thing I actually know about chat, just so you know. I know things.
Another donation from Light saying, I am the true winner of this quiz as the biggest nerd out here. I shall see you all when you guys do a Renegade Chapter quiz or a Soul Drinker one. It's going to be waiting a while, like, I'll be honest.
Rule 34 con be a while. Quiz so Colin can win. That's funny. Oh, gosh.
So you're about to send Hal a package with tea.
Thank you, Donkey Man.
Well, thank you, Donkey Man.
This is what they call suffering from success.
Hal is DJ Khaled confirmed.
Well, it's because half of our quizzes, like heresy. Probably more than half, are Horus Heresy related questions.
Yeah, but not being funny, as far as the lore goes, if you take like Space Marine stuff, that's like 70% of Warhammer. Come on.
I think with the balance of
spoken
it,
like Andy's, a true, why I'm like a true quizzes. Space Marine fan.
Andy's read the entire Horus Heresy. I think you've read more novels than me, haven't you? Jeez. But just because the way
probably
I make,
listen to more,
the way I make videos, I have to like sit on the material for longer before a video release. So I get to sit with it longer because a lot of times we forget. Honestly,
the current rate I'm going through, I go for about 5 a month because I listen to them a lot. So I went through like this last month the two Renegade, Alpha Legion and Empress Children. I'm reading the one with the Kassar from the Alpha Legion. I've gotten through a bunch of stuff. So like, I go for about 4 or 5 a month, but that's because I can listen to them. When I actually read one, it takes me like a month because I'm just there like, oh, words. It takes a while.
I have read, I think, the Dark Imperium trilogy technically like 3 times now just by virtue of having to do a video on it. So I just, again, like, I don't want to hear anything about Gilliman for a while. I'm Gillimaned out. Sorry, Colin. It's just I can't handle it. If we did a Kyphus Kane one, though, that'd be a fun quiz because I've got. We might be like somewhat even in terms of like time spent on it.
Well,
definitely, Eli. We would. Thing is, our favorite topics as well. We don't necessarily want to be the host because that's the one we know most about.
I've done all my favorite topics as the host. That's the biggest issue.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, like I'd love to do a Black Shields quiz, but I'd win.
TikTok Riz Party quiz win. Thank you, Wade. Oh my gosh.
Are we seeing different names?
Oh, well, he's Light in Andy's.
Yeah, I know him as Light, so yeah.
Turkish Quandale
Dingle.
One of my boys.
I said Dingleberry then for a second. Sorry.
TikTok Riz
Party. Black Legion quiz with Sam. We had Sam Mann on to do the Black Legion pod. So yeah, maybe we'll get him on one day to host. We'll see.
I don't know if we're able to have more guest spots on Stream Yards, are we? But we should. Are we able to get more than...
The idea is we should theoretically be able to get as many as 8 people on the stream.
Jeez.
Here's the thing. I've gotten us the nice deluxe version. That's why we've got the nice swirly background that Hal made, plus I've made the frame. I put a lot of work into this today, guys. I made I made frames. Nice. I put all our avatars, but it's so much better than Riverside. And you can quote me on this. Screw Riverside. Have you ever seen Riverside? Tell them off.
Yeah, bad review from us. Bad review.
1 out of 10.
Rockman USA Gritty. I agree. There's been like $40 towards Colin hitting the gritty, and he's not delivering.
I still don't know what that means.
It's like it's like where you do your arms and swing your leg, I think.
Right foot creep.
Oh, Fortnite dunks. Okay.
Eli and Colin are slowly like they're holding on to like knowing the relevance of like new cultural things, but soon enough. Bro, I've heard Skibidi Toilet late. It's gonna catch up to you at some point. You'll be like, what is that? What the hell are these kids talking about? Mm-hmm. Pain. I think
we've got one more before we go.
Thank you.
Ah, Bloodshed Music. Thank you for the donations, by the way. I think
next Warhammer Fest.
Next Warhammer Fest, we're going to book out an arena to have a boxing match. And it'll be like Creator Clash, but it'll be called Hammer Clash. And it'll just be us four. And we'll be at the table going, let's bring on the competitors. And it's like...
So it's us three versus Eli, just so
the three versus Eli, and that's it. And we'll take turns being on like the podium and like talking about.
See,
it.
We throw Colin as a distraction first. Colin get the
I'm
lock
sure
on him.
Colin has a mean right hook.
Mars, me and Andy whale.
I cannot make the jump. You have to toss.
Don't tell the elephant. Now two towers there. If anyone knows the reference. Which I'm sure you gentlemen do.
We got a question for Hal. Which salamander or which space marine boxes should Mr. Yang get to start salamanders?
Oh, I do have salamanders. Particularly with salamanders, annoyingly, like in Furnace Marines, the ones I don't know if they're fully out in their own box yet. They might be as of this time. Honestly, you want to start with anything that has a combat patrol, which includes aggressors, I think. Because you can somewhat, if you're playing at home, convert just normal space marine intercessor, just chop off the front of their guns and then make it look like a flamer, and no one's gonna be upset with you. Like, it's okay. So you can just, I think the Dark Angels combat patrol has a dreadnought aggressors maybe in some of the stuff. That's a good place to start. Or I guess what was it, what's the recent box, Leviathan? I mean, they're selling whatever they're selling of that. That's got, I know Terminators are not like the most useful thing right now in Warhammer because they're not quite worth their value, but they're kind of iconic. I really want Terminators, even though I don't have any. And get a Rhino. or as I saw on some of the videos, someone built a Rhino transport by sticking together old like debit cards and gift cards, and then no one can tell the difference. Amazing. So on a you want anything with transport and things with flamers, probably, and then you can probably the Vulcan Hestarn model is, as a time recording, old. It's very iconic and cool, but it's like it's a bit old, so you just convert your own one from an Agrax Agatone, the actual like Salamander Primaris model, which is cool. Although, make your own one.
Alternatively,
you know what I always find a bit surprising? How old the Huron Blackheart model is, where he's a bit goofy. Like,
he still
give him a
up.
New model.
He still holds up. He's
awesome. He does not.
Bruh.
Oh my gosh, you guys are such haters. He's he even like, comes, with the, comes with the, well, I forgot his name. Well, he comes with his little pet.
Well, he doesn't even show up at the GW web store anymore, so I don't think the company thinks he holds up.
Yeah, I think I like that model. They will release a model of that. I think, particularly like James Workshop, they only really release models when there's content to go around. Or sorry, they only release content when there's models to go around it.
I will say that there a few months ago they had the free mini of the month in Warhammer shops was like the Deathwing Terminator. And I was like, I'm going to get it. And I forgot.
I tried to get one.
They look so cool. I was like, I'm not even going to paint it as a Deathwing. I'm going to kit bash it. Oh, I've missed my chance. Oh, well.
It's a shame that Dark Angels have like the second lowest win rate right now as of the time. So,
alternatively, Mr. Yang, just collect orcs. They're a lot more fun and also green.
True.
I think way out on orcs. I think just because it's kind of pricey. I mean, Warhammer's, there's a big thing going on, which like Warhammer is, I think for a lot of people, it's kind of tipped the point of it's too pricey now to kind of keep up with it.
Yeah, especially with all the new boxes coming out that are just absolutely dog tier. Yeah, it's like,
I think the only way to like kind of really salvage a lot of this stuff is generally through like conversion stuff. Like, because if most people, you're not playing in tournaments, brothers, are you? So, if it's just like at home with the boys, you know, shout out to the boys. Basically, if you're with the boys, just say like, yeah, that's a thing. Like my Infernus Marines, like the flamethrower ones, they're just intercessors. But I took the spares I had from a Rubric Marine like flamer and I put that on the front. So it's got a little like beaked sort of weird look to it. So like I have no actual Infernus Marines, but I have Infernus Marines.
One of these days, we're going to get to a point where James Workshop has finally just made it 1 point per dollar. For every penny it's
here. Is it the Hammerfall Bunker that's worth its weight in silver? Like it's the same price as in silver than it is in plastic. It's something ridiculous like that. Dormient says, happy Pride Month, Lord Crimes. Can we kit? It was shit. Colin times Rowboat Grill Man.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, your brain was watching.
Another from Light as well. Saying, hey man, if you're struggling with money when buying Warhammer minis, God gave you a second liver for a reason. Use it. Or steal from the homeless.
Or just smash and grab.
Mm-hmm.
I think even the post left, man, DJ Beast, leave me alone.
Tough.
Colin and Tech versus the true ship. Thank you, brothers.
True, actually.
I think, yeah, just in general, like, particularly with Warhammer tabletop, I don't try and. I've definitely hit a point where, like, I'm slowing down in terms of keeping up with stuff. In fact, you're probably not meant to say it or like show it, but I've got 3D printed proxies for things now. I think there's the Salamander Gladiator I'm building at the moment, and there's this one you can get from Etsy.
I posted a sketchy third party website in the chat for all of you to visit.
Is it the Chinese one?
GW. We can post stuff, it's fine.
I do have a guy in China though who I email and get stuff from.
I have a guy.
ZachGame5.com is pretty legit. It's ZachGame5 because he's been removed 5 times. So yeah, he changes the number every time he gets removed.
My word.
I think you can make things, you can cheapify it a lot of the time. Oh, Mr. Mihalo, I'm just starting my first D&D campaign as a spiteful paladin slave.
Whoa.
Brought Grimaldus and the retinue for it. That's truly on point. I guess technically.
Zero.
Technically, the Imperium is pro enslavement.
I don't think there's any technically about it.
Sorry, penal colonies, penal legion, isn't it? Was it Colin's guy is in Thailand and he is the model?
Very funny. Very funny.
Sounds like I love. Plastic Bag says, I love you, Eli. Appreciate that.
I love you too, Plastic Bag.
And also, if people want us to do more like different topics on quizzes, if you want to make it a ridiculous one, we can go for ridiculous topics as well.
We've been a while since we've done the quiz, but we hope you enjoy the quiz because it's the first one we've done live. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Oh my god, dog! It was really good fun.
Okay, this is dog.
Colin's just showing off now.
This is acceptable. Penance really gritty, I think.
Oh, dog.
I should go. I have a dog, cocker spaniel puppy.
Yeah, I've never gotten the dog cam from Al before.
I need to get the dog at one point. I'll bring her up.
Very there you cute. Go. No gritty, but you guys get dog cam.
You got dog.
That's something.
Pay for dog cam. We appreciate that.
Can the dog do the gritty?
We're gonna start a puppy and we'll call it Law Crime.
We'll get it. If we get like, we'll start a Patreon. If we make £4,000 a month, we'll all get a dog and we'll have a dog cam on the stream because now we have the ability to do so, and that's all it will be.
Wow. It was just things were like
facilitating us buying a dog.
You know how like they have like live on like Discord or Twitch, or like they had like a stream where like they raise a goldfish by group. We should do that, like have a donation stream where you raise a dog by group proxy. Feed the dog gets fed by $5 a month. Hilarious.
One can exactly.
We are not doing that, by the way. Light says, I go now. There are anime girls I must sing for.
Thank you, Light.
Thank you, brother.
Have a good time, buddy.
Light, nice. Light, which one is live?
Thank you, everyone who watched the stream and everyone who donated the stream. If you're catching this at a later date, I hope you all appreciated this too. And then hopefully if you were playing along, maybe you got some of the answers. Maybe you floundered like the rest of us and truly had a Warhammer quiz. It was in fact a Warhammer quiz we did.
It
was the quiz of Warhammer.
Next topic will be less niche.
It was the quiz of that.
We should do an actual quiz on legit Warhammers, like what type of Warhammer is this one. That'll be fun though. I think with that being said, does anyone want to add anything else or
all I'd say is it's good to be back with the quiz, and I like this software more than Riverside. Don't buy Riverside.
Yep.
No, don't do it.
We're not gonna get sued.
No, we won't. That's my honest opinion.
Do whatever you want.
Oh, nip slip, Eli.
On stream. It was the worst times.
With the paper. thank you so much for everyone who watched and donated, and did, please like it as well. Appreciate you guys.
First time catching you beautiful criminals live. Cheers, boys. Love you. Thank you for the $10.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Cheers, Philip. And we don't think we are on next week. Next week, you've got something coming. I do believe.
Yeah, we're next week. You're away, but we should be working on a normal pod.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've got stuff cooking. I won't be here next week, but
we can just replace Hal with Dutch.
Yes. God, I'm gonna have to make
not
some
poor Hal. He just won the quiz. Screw Hal.
Yeah, no poor Hal. Fuck that guy.
I have to make some stuff before I leave. Then, all right, brothers. I'll catch you next soon. See you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Long time.